Hello, I'm the Lord Davis, the servant and apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, preach deliverance to the captives, recover with sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to Scripture. That's the gospel. Amen. Now you're going to hear it again. Romans 10:8. Word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth is the word of faith, which I preach. You confess with your mouth, pardon me, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I got it right. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, whereas it is written, the just shall live by faith. Are you just? You live by faith? Are you just? Do you live by faith? Are you born again? Do you live by faith? Are you saved? Do you live by faith? Are you just? Are you justified from all things that the law couldn't justify you from? Are you sanctified, separated to God? Separated unto God. Do you live a life holy? W-H-O-L-L-Y. Not holier than anybody else. Holy, entirely, after God. Do you do that? But if you don't, you're going to have to learn, because ours here is where the church is going to have to live by faith, or you'll be destroyed. That's simple. Hallelujah. Great blessing. You know, I said on a program earlier this morning, I guess, that a school teacher rebuked me once because I said Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. She told me that couldn't happen. I said, well, it's in the Bible. And I have to believe the Bible, school teacher. And so I had a school teacher look it up for me. You know what that word means? Again, it means to stand up, go down, and stand up again. And that's what he did. Now, I never looked that up, but now I know. So if you want to be contentious, come on. I'm armed with the word. Hallelujah. Now, let's get down to something else. Psalm 88, a tough psalm. As I was speaking, teaching it this morning, I could hear the Spirit of God pleading through me with people. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go to the pit. You don't want to go there. Now, I'm not going to get into hell and pit right now because I haven't looked at it in several years, but I understand what I'm saying, right? Amen. Thank God. Amen. The Spirit was pleading that you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to go there. You'll never get out. Only one ever made it out. And as the Spirit of God said, there will not be a reconciliation of all mankind in one person. No way. Ultimate reconciliation. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. My ministry is to preach the truth in love. You say, well, you don't do that. Look, love is keeping His commandments, doing what He says. Galatians 5:6 says, neither circumcision or uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. I've been condemned about no love. I laugh at you fools. Let me tell you what no love is. Speak lies. Speak lies. So, we're going to take up in Psalm 89. Going to take up where the Father talks about Jesus. The 19th verse, I believe it is. I think that's where the Father said He had laid help upon one which was mighty. Could that be right, Gunny?
That is right.
Would you read that?
Verse 19.
Where are you?
I'm about.
I don't want to step on your foot.
You're not going to.
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Okay, 19. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people.
Listen to that. Laid help on one that is mighty. That mighty one is Jesus. And notice, it says He was taken out of the people. And that's what Moses prophesied in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, which we spoke of earlier last week. Laid help upon one out of the people. Now, there's just one scripture after another that refutes you people, your false doctrine, your devils, your demons, that Jesus was God. He was God. Colossians 1 tells us when He created everything, that He might have preeminence over everything. But He was a man. He was humbled Himself and emptied Himself and was born of a virgin, a woman. No, Mary is not the mediator between Jesus and man and God. He made it plain when He said to her, she was trying to tell Him something to do, and He said, what do I have to do with you, woman? Well, that probably didn't suit you, but it did me. He told His mother, you don't have anything to do with me, and I don't have anything to do with you. Well, that would be rude to tell your mother that. Oh, really? Well, tell Jesus that, if you're that stupid. Do you know what? Jesus told me once, shut your mouth, you've said too much already. I said, oh. You know, I thought, surely I have a right to say something. No, you don't. I suppose most of you may have read an experience I had this afternoon. But when I left here, I had tremendous pain all through my abdominal cavity. Pain, the afflictions, persecution coming against me, laid upon me, fiery darts speaking against me from the wicked, fiery darts of the wicked. And I wanted to get out of here, and I did. Went home. And I know how to get through this. This is something I have frequently. And I prayed. I prayed. And I'll just tell you. I found if I'll lie down on my back and pray, don't tell me why, but it helps. And I got through it. Amen. And I ate some lunch, and then I was praying. I was praying. I pray a lot. Sometimes between bites of food, which my mother told me, don't ever talk with food in your mouth. So you can't pray and eat, huh? Well, Mother was wrong. Now defend Jesus. And I was lying there thinking as I was praying, I pray and think too. I just wonder about Smith Wigglesworth's afflictions. It would be nice if he and I could have compared notes, you know? Well, I had this, you've got had that. And by the way, I'm not sick. I have no sickness in my body. None at all. I've been very blessed for years. Well, more than 20. No sickness. None at all. Not afraid to say it. But affliction and persecution that comes against me. Thus, I was thinking about it would be nice to compare notes with Smith Wigglesworth. And out of my spirit came, you have a man watching over you, Jesus Christ. I said, oh. Then, you know what he was saying, Bob? And you think I don't know what's going on in your body? I'll tell you something else. And you think I don't know what went on in Wigglesworth's body? And you think I don't know what's going on in everybody's? I said, real cool. And I started laughing. You know, the Lord speaks to me strange ways that he knows what I need. And it was a humorous rebuke, is what it was. You got a man watching over you. His name is Jesus Christ. Well, that was him talking to me. The Lord is my helper. Amen. And in a few minutes, I thought, you know, Isaiah, I think it's 51, says that God had given him the tongue of the learned, and he knew how to speak a word to the weary in due season. Well, obviously, I was weary, huh? Sure enough, so he spoke. And you want to know something? Everything was cool until about, an hour ago. Bang! Here are the wicked tongues, the fiery darts, came back. I've been praying right now. Dart free.
You said you would be when you came out.
I told you. I will, when I go in there, I will have overcome.